Hey fam, welcome back to Dylan Friends Check-Ins. We're back here. I think it's our fourth episode. I got a bit of feedback last week, and that was actually mainly from Jazz Tofu Princess. She said, just give a bit more gusto. You sounded a bit low in the decibels. People might have fallen asleep listening to me, which isn't good. So I take that feedback on board. I appreciate it. And we move on and we move forward. There's plenty to talk about this week. We start heavily with my highlights of the week. I've got two. It's been a big fortnight. My first highlight is I broke 100 in golf. It was a big day for me. I hit 96 at Ivanhoe, and it was stressful. It was big. It was huge. I was so happy. Very big, momentous occasion in my golfing career this far. And I'm just getting so much enjoyment out of doing it. But I think it's coming at a cost at a moment, because that'll come to my low light, but also my highlight. So to go back again, I played golf on Friday with Sam Doherty and Ross the Boss, Ross Flanagan from Drummond. We went down to Peninsula Kingswood, which is one of the most beautiful courses. Like, there's no way I should be playing on that course. Like, it's for professional golfers. It's unbelievable. All the pros play there. And they took me out there, their members, and it was such an incredible experience. But it was, you got to walk these courses, obviously. And we had the push carts and we walked, and it was pretty cooked. The next day on the Saturday, played another 18 again at Ivanhoe. That's where I broke the 96. And just to rewind again, at Peninsula Kingswood, I probably hit, I reckon, 170. I would have lost about 30 balls. It was just way out of my league. And then on the Sunday was another big day of on legs. And that was when I was doing my 30K run to prep for the marathon on December 12, which is getting so close. And yeah, it's really exciting, but also very scary in a couple of ways. So I did my first 30K run, but I think, you know, I really learned some valuable lessons in that run on the weekend, because I just did not prep for it at all. The night before, I actually went out for dinner with a mate, had a couple of beers and had an eggplant parma. Woke up in the morning, had a banana and a muesli bar, and just thought I'd be sweet to head out on this run. And long story short, I was not sweet. I was not sweet at all. We did the Capital City Trail around Melbourne. Basically, if you're not from Melbourne, it just goes all the way around the city. It's about 31 or 32 kilometer track. And I was like going really well. I was feeling awesome, feeling really good till I hit about 25K, which is the most I'd, you know, previously done. And as soon as I hit that point, like, it just literally felt like something had just hit me in the head, and I was so tired and felt a little bit like crook, a little bit dizzy. And I had about 5Ks left, and yeah, it was super, super strange. I'd never felt anything like it before. I realized, you know, I was starting to run out of energy. I didn't eat enough before. I didn't have enough the night before. And obviously before this, I didn't really know how to do this sort of run. So I wasn't packing any gels or any, you know, sugary drinks like Gatorades, muesli bars, anything like this to sort of get me through on the way. So I literally hit a wall, and it was unbelievable, like unbelievable in a bad way, of how crazy it is on your body and what you're putting yourself through. When I finished, I was so like disorientated that I thought I was near where I stopped, but I was actually still like 3-4 Ks away from where, you know, my car was parked, and I was actually coming back to the studio. And it was actually scary. Like, I had to like stop, like sit down. I was gonna like wave a car down to try and get me a lift back, because I was so cooked and I just had no energy. I had to take my shoes off because like they even felt like they weighed, you know, like 10 kilos as I was running. So yeah, it was super crazy. And I got back to the studio, and as I was walking, my body was so hungry. I was so hungry that I felt that if there was like a burger in front of me, I could have eaten it as I was like running. That's what your body was doing too. It was bloody crazy. All the runners I've spoken to since, like, you know, that's something that's pretty common with amateur runners, that you don't really understand how much you need to put into your body to keep fueling. So lesson learned on that front. Got back to the studio, smashed some water, had some icy poles, had a big breakfast, had a smoothie, and yeah, just keep eating that whole day. And I learned from that one. So I went and got some gels this week from Up There Athletics in the city. Went in there, it was a cool new shop, and got some gels and chatted to the crew in there. Big shout out to Pat from Up There Athletics. He's a ripper and tee to start with everything, which was cool. So gave us plenty of insight into how to run a marathon, how to fuel, and how to get through it. Yeah, if you like your running, definitely check that store out. I know I'll be in there a bit. I think I pretty much bought everything it is. I've had a bit of feedback, and let me know on this too, but I saw these running tights. These like Nike, sick Nike running tights, and I bought them to do the marathon in. So like, you don't wear shorts on it. It's just literally your running tights that I'm going to be running in. So let me know if that's a yes or a no. It's a hard yes for me, because I can definitely understand that's a hard no for a lot of people. But yeah, I'm going to be rocking them. I felt like I was Kathy Freeman when I was running. So very, very excited for that. Couple updates. Black Friday coming up. That's launching tonight. I think if you hear this on Thursday, that's launching Thursday night. So there's going to be a bit of a Black Friday sale. It'll be unbelievable. We, you know, always amazed at the support that people actually want to wear the merch. Like, I still think out of everything that's happened with the whole podcast, people listening, reaching out, you know, sending messages and stuff. I think the biggest thing for me is when I see someone wearing a jumper and being like proud enough to wear a jumper out in public with you know, the brand on it, that still gives me the biggest buzz for sure. So yeah, if you've ever done that or, you know, planning to, no stress at all, but that does mean the world. So thank you so much. Anyone who's going to support, that goes live tonight. DylanFriends.com, which we can't, you know, thank everyone enough for the support on that. It's been absolutely huge. Now, I do want to talk about something as well. And this, we actually worked with a brand a couple of weeks ago on Dylan Friends, and it was called Scratch, which is Scratch Pet Food. We love it. And, you know, we developed this relationship with them, you know, post as well. So basically, to give you an idea, like Scratch Pet Food is just this really organic pet food, Australian made, Australian owned. Mick Fanning's, you know, in the business as well. It's super cool. The ingredients are unbelievable for your dog. And it was awesome. Like, we absolutely loved it, and Frank loved it, and it was really sick. But I think we didn't even see how good this product really was till like 6 weeks later with Frank, because, you know, she, I think I've spoken about this a lot, but she suffers from really bad allergies, and she gets really itchy, and, you know, things are getting infected if we don't stay on top of her, you know, her allergies. And this Scratch Pet Food has honestly been unbelievable for her allergies. Like, it really has fixed them a lot. I'm not sure, you know, yeah, it's, no, I'll keep going. She's just been so good on it. Her coat is shiny AF. It, like, she looks stunning. She's a beautiful girl. She's happy. She's healthy. And her bathroom habits as well. I know that's weird, but for any dog data out there that inspects everything about their dog, she's just fighting fit, which is beautiful. So, I you know, like, this is not a sponsorship, this part. I'm just giving another big pump up to Scratch for everything they're doing, because I really do believe it is a good product. And if you do have a dog that just wants to change his diet or does have allergies or anything that is going on with it, I couldn't recommend this product more. There was a code, Dylan Dogs, and I'll make sure that that's still humming along in the background if anyone wants to use it. But it was, yeah, scratchpetfood.com, Dylan Dogs. Can't recommend that one enough for your best friend if you want to try it out. Now, just to recap the last few weeks, Darcy Vesio, loved my chat with Darcy Vesio. She is a legend. She's just a star. And it was an awesome net for me. Like, I've always been a big supporter of AFLW, but now, just from chatting to her and listening to the way she speaks about it, it's just pushed me again to know that, like, you know, I want to support it even more this year. And I think I can play a role in really, you know, just getting around it and supporting it, because it is such an incredible competition. And yeah, really looking forward to the season starting and seeing Darcy do her thing, as well as all the other girls and all the other young girls she's inspiring out there to do their thing. Because yeah, hearing her story, I think the biggest eye-opener for me in that episode was to think that, you know, like 5 years ago when she wasn't playing AFLW, it still just wasn't a thing. You know, we have come so far in that space to think that back then that girls that were playing in junior football were just told, like, you can't play anymore, which is really, it is really sad. And to know that that's not a thing now, and there is a pathway. And yeah, there's a long way to go. And we spoke about that as well. There's such a long way to go. But the inroads that they've made, the AFL have made, and the AFLW girls have made, and the AFL men's have made in that is unbelievable. So you just got to keep going and keep supporting it. And yeah, it's going to help them a lot if we can just support it a lot more. So get me a membership. I'm going to have to sign up. I'll call up the Blues and the Giants next week. Maybe the Dylan Buckley Cup again. That doesn't make sense. But yeah, we'll definitely be getting around the AFLW this season. And yeah, Darcy Vesio, Alicia Eva, two absolute stars we've been lucky enough to have on the show, and we'll get plenty more in. I'd love to do a bit of an opener, season opener early in the next year to talk to a few more girls about what's happening with that one. Hunter Johnson and Zach Seidler, these two guys, I have a bit of a crush on these guys. Like, I've always admired what they've done. Before, you know, I even was doing the podcast, I'd been fans of what they were doing. Dr. Zach Seidler, obviously, feels weird calling him a doctor, but he is a doctor. He's a psychologist. He's a doctor. Just because he's such a cool young guy, you forget that he's actually a doctor. But yeah, he was unbelievable on the show. It's been the third time I've had him on now. He's so good in this space. He works with Movember. And yeah, his story is unbelievable. He was super, super vulnerable opening up on his story with his dad, which, he, you know, he even said post-episode that's the most he's ever spoken about that publicly. So yeah, that's pretty incredible that he's chosen to do that on the show and feel comfortable to do it, because he's done a lot of media, which I'm extremely proud of, you know, that he felt comfortable to do that. And then Hunter, who, yeah, we love Hunter. He's just doing such cool things with the man cave and stuff that he has going as well. So he had some incredible messages about everything, about, like, you know, all his growing up and things he stuffed up, things he wanted to do better. Because, like, I think the one thing, you know, we spoke to these guys about, and they're so cool and so human, is, you know, I do these shows and sometimes I think, fuck, like, the best person in the world either. Like, by no means am I the best person. Like, I've stuffed up so much in my life. Yes, there's been things where I've done things that I'm not proud of, or I might have offended someone without knowing. And I think, you know, the best thing that Hunter says is, like, it's all what you do from going forward. And yeah, I just really love that, because, like, you, no one's perfect at all, and by no means am I perfect. Like, I'm quite the opposite. You ask Sam and Juz, people that are, like, with me right now and probably know me the best throughout, you know, work and podcasting and life, and they will tell you I'm not perfect. I'm quite the opposite of that. And Juz still isn't laughing even when I look at this, because she's probably angry at me at the moment. That's how much people hate me too. So please don't think that, and not that you would anyway. Hey, what else am I doing? Book, film, music, what am I watching? I had nothing for you last week due to you guys and girls sending in your requests and helping me out. I cannot thank you enough. I am not starved for content. I have so much. All right, firstly, there was a documentary called A Guy Named Scott on Amazon Prime. Kid Cudi story. I'm halfway through this, fell asleep last night. I'm a bit of an early bird gets a worm sort of guy these days, so I've got to watch things earlier. But yeah, it's just basically Kid Cudi story from how he started. You got, like, Kanye West in it, Schoolboy Q, Timothy Chalamet, which was a little bit random, but then I got it once he was in there. You know, they're all just really big fans of Kid Cudi and what they've done for him. What he's done for them in their life, I suppose. If people don't know who Kid Cudi is, he's an R&B, like, rap artist, and he was, like, one of the first people to break the mold of, like, that rap where it's, like, all about cars and, you know, chicks and money and drugs. He was the first one to really, to really talk about their feelings and express themselves. And yeah, so many people connected with it, which is really crazy. Even, like, a lot of the gangsters started loving it and broke down a lot of barriers. And when I was watching this episode too, I'm not sure if people were a fan of him or other artists that have done that for them, but one that really stood out to me, and, like, one artist that I think has literally an artist that is the soundtrack of my childhood, or, like, growing up, or most relatable person that I've really connected with Lupe Fiasco. And I know there's, like, those really common songs that he does, but there's so many other ones that have been really, really massive for me growing up. I'll read out a couple now, actually. So probably my favorite song from Lupe Fiasco is He Say She Say. That's what it is. He Say She Say. Dumb It Down, another one. Superstar, which I love. Kick Push, Daydreaming and Sunshine. Some of my favorite songs from him, which I absolutely love. Make sure you check those ones out. I should actually create... Next week, I'm going to create a cool, you know, Spotify playlist for everyone if they're interested about what I'm listening to. I actually try and make one, like, each month of what I'm sort of into, and I'll give you some Kid Cudi ones that I've been listening to as well. Kid Cudi, I love Speed and Bullet to Heaven, Mr. Rager, I'm Just What I Am is a massive one. Baptized in Fire, Tequila Shots, Man on the Moon, Pursuit of Happiness, Day and Night is an absolute banger from back in the day, and last but not least, probably one of my favorites is Soundtrack to My Life. So yeah, make sure you check those ones out if you love them. I sure do. One podcast I've been watching, another series I've been watching as well. This one's actually on Amazon Prime too, but it's called The Curse of Von Dutch. Now, I don't know if you guys or girls listening are old enough to remember the Von Dutch, the brand. I'm sure there's some people listening out that definitely do remember the brand Von Dutch. It was the coolest brand back in the day in the 2000s. I was just a kid, always wanted one of these hats, but like Paris Hilton, Tommy Lee, all the Hollywood actors and actresses were wearing these hats. They were like just the coolest brand ever. Now, you look at it now and it's very niche. Like, it's actually sort of coming back into fashion, strangely enough, because I think it was like it went so bad that now it's cool. But yeah, this series is called The Curse of Von Dutch, and basically, yeah, it's like such a crazy, crazy story of the brand and how it came to life. And yeah, it's really, really strange. Again, there's like three parts to this, but I'm only up to the first episode, and three separate people thought they owned it, the brand, and you still don't know in the first episode who actually did own it, but it just blew up massively. It's like this crazy story behind it. The owners just all had this massive dispute in it. You know, it actually ended in someone getting murdered. There was all this like weird, you know, money laundering things going in behind the scenes. It's absolutely, yeah, it's nuts to think that this was actually happening in one of the biggest brands in the world. So definitely check that one out. I'll check back in next time we chat, because I'm not done with that one yet. But another podcast I've been listening to too, if you want something for your ears, is who is Daniel Johns, who is the you know, the lead singer of Silverchair. Growing up in Australia, obviously everyone has really heard of Silverchair and what they've been able to do, but I did not know their story at all, how crazy it was, how big they actually were overseas, how young they were when they first started, and then, you know, what sort of happened with Daniel Johns and his mental health and how the band broke up and got back together and his life was just bloody nuts, how it all went through. And yeah, he's sort of just talking through it and answering all these questions pretty open and raw, which is cool. So they're the three things I'm putting in the brain at the moment. If you want to check them out, make sure you do. Those two series on Amazon Prime, the podcast, I'm just listening. It's actually a Spotify exclusive. So check that one out and let me know if there's anything else you think I should watch. That'd be cool. So. But also, in some very exciting news last week, actually 2 weeks ago, we spoke on the check-ins and we spoke about something that we're really excited for at producing, doing Friends and List Cloggers. Yeah, we have some really cool news. We're going to be helping out some young, fine, talented young gentlemen in launching their own podcast, Josh and Sam Bromley-Lynch. We're lucky enough to have them in the studio today. We are lucky enough to have them in the studio today, boys.
We're here.
Say g'day.
We're here. I'm Josh.
And I'm Sam. And it's a pleasure to be here.
It's actually... So we've probably hung out now like 4 or 5 times. And yeah. I'm now... Like even before today, you said, I know. You actually, I do look a little bit different.
What do you pick? What's your pick? Like what's the difference?
Oh, okay. There's a mole. Yeah, he said that.
Sam's got a mole.
But you do look a bit different though.
Yeah. Yeah. I've gone a bit of a mole, a mullet.
You know what's really funny as well? Josh was saying before about how you've got a beautiful partner now.
I do, Clara.
Clara, shout out to Clara.
Shout out to Clara.
She's a fan of the check-ins.
She's a big fan of Dylan Friends, actually.
She's definitely not. And I was thinking, I was like, how the hell do you like it's a 50-50 call, really, how that worked out.
So there's been a few double takes from her where I think Josh has walked into the kitchen and she's like, and I'm not there, and she sort of half screams when she realizes, geez, I'm really attracted to this guy, but it's actually not my boyfriend.
But he's having a bad day. But she's not looking hot today.
Those times that it has happened, she would have picked up on it after like a couple of seconds.
Yeah. And then it's like, after the first like kiss.
Like, yeah. It's like Josh is all slobbery. Yeah.
After I first kissed her, you know. Yeah.
You know, I'm more of a sort of caring, sort of kisser, gentle.
Of course. Now, to give context as well, obviously we spoke about last week, but you had your COVID Cafe Instagram stuff that you're doing with lives, and it was going very well. But now we're looking to launch this new little pod. So I thought we'd get you on today and have a chat.
Love it.
About it. It's exciting times.
It is. It's very exciting. Mm. You know, we started it, you know, a year and a half. March last year.
Yeah.
And you sort of never know where things can lead to. And you do it that day when you're just like walking around our local lake together and you just think in the time, let's start this thing. Yeah. And then now we're sort of here on your couch having a chat about a podcast that we're going to launch, which is exciting.
It is. You like never could have told us that this was going to happen.
It's not that good. It will be great.
Well, like it's really exciting for us because the Covard Cafe brought us a lot of joy.
Mm.
Just like providing a bit of an outlet for people to go to in the morning, and you know we do have a pretty good chemistry. Like you'd hope after 27 years together. So just quickly on that deal.
Please.
Now, I was listening to your catch up when you did mention about the Covard Cafe.
No,
and you said, you know, these young kids. And
yeah, you're not even kids. You're like a year below me.
We'd like to give you a bit of a fact check. I looked up the other day, Dil Buckley age. I think you're 28. I'm 27.
It's the most condescending thing that's ever happened. It's kids.
Josh, it's not the most condescending thing that's ever happened. One of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened was Josh and I, because of our twin look, we're a part of this.
You do look youthful, though.
Yeah, we are very youthful. Don't worry. Yeah. It's going to be great when we're 50. It wasn't so great when we're 21 and I was still getting set. Like, you know, do you have your learners yet? I remember once, Josh, in year 8, we were on this show because of our twin looks.
Yeah.
It was a Punked. Like, you know, remember Ashton Kutcher's Punked? Yeah. So we had to play a joke. It was the Australian version.
It was a D-grade version.
It was horrible.
There's a reason why you haven't heard of it.
So our parents, like mum and dad, dragged us out of school one day because, you know, anything to try and get us famous. And we were doing this thing, and Gian Rooney,
the backstroker, was the
backstroker.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that household probably says it'd be out of the show.
Yeah.
And so we were pretending to be one person.
Yeah.
So like one would be up in a tree, next minute the other one's in the ute in the driveway, driving out the back of the driveway. And she got interviewed after it. And at the time, we were like 14. And she's like, you know, when you got a bunch of 7-year-olds taking off in utes, like
at her,
going to school the next day, I didn't want to go.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Because the only thing people could say was, you got called a 7-year-old.
Yeah. Far out. That's, I apologize. No, I don't know how I. Yeah, that was
easy mistake to make.
Do you know what's actually funny though? Because we were having a meeting last week and we were just like talking, and I obviously knew we were around the same age. I didn't mean to say kids, but I didn't realize you were 27. Like, we're pretty much
the same. Age. And you were born in Ballarat.
I was born in Ballarat. We're both born in Ballarat. We're all born in Ballarat. St. John of God Hospital.
St. John of God.
Shout out to the doctors and nurses and everyone there.
I can't
there.
Remember who it was, but yeah, it was. We've come from the same sort of part.
We have. That is so shit by me. I can imagine your mates tuning in last week.
There was one giving us absolute shit, but you know, you just cop that one.
We're used to it.
We've been called prepubescent, you know, for the entirety of our teenage years. So we're just used to it, mate.
No, not at all. Not at all. Very handsome young gentleman. And we're excited to be working together, young kids. Now, we are going to do some things. Hey, I actually wanted to talk about something first before I get into it. I know we're meant to be streaming, but I want to go deeper. Last week, you boys helped us out. We were chatting, and I was like, fuck, I'm going for a run.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you guys run? They're like, oh, yeah, you know, we've done like a marathon before. I was like, oh, well, what have you done? Anyway, you end up saying it was some ridiculous time. And I was like, oh, my God, unbelievable. One part of that is like, you guys are those sort of guys that say you're not good at things, but then you're good at it. Okay? Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah. You don't like
that? No, if you're good, because I'm the opposite. I'm like, someone says, do you play golf? I'm like, yeah, man, I play golf. Like, I'm pretty good.
Yeah,
and I'm actually really shit.
So you're telling us to own it.
Own what you're good at. Yeah. Like, and don't undersell it, because if you say to me, I'm okay at running, then I'll tell you about all my running stuff and I'm not very good, then you'll come and it just makes me look silly.
And there's one-upping.
You one-up me at the
end. So really, we were shit blokes in that situation.
Yeah, and that's why I kid yous. That's why I kidded yous the week earlier.
Yeah, exactly.
Second point to that, where I don't even know where I was going. Oh, it was a run. How'd you just pull up?
Well, Sam speaking here.
Yeah.
I pulled up not too bad. Yeah. And by the way, it was a great run.
We had fun.
We had a good crew with us.
Yeah, Webby.
Pissed rain the whole time.
Webby. Big Webby in the long
big
skins.
Big Trotsy. Yeah. Webby in the long skins. And I pulled up fine.
Just on that as well. Like, we were going for a run, us three.
Yeah.
I brought my mate along.
Yeah. Trotsy.
You brought your mate along.
Yeah.
Webby. Trotsy.
Yeah.
And then they ended up being just best mates of the day. It was beautiful.
We get back up here after we ran a little bit further than there. They're up here drinking coffee.
They're just having coffee
to know each other. You know, they're having a good old fashioned time.
Beautiful.
They didn't want to leave.
No.
Yeah. And we were actually with Webby before. He's like, geez, Dylan Trotsy didn't invite me on the run on the weekend. So he's a bit shattered by that, big Webby. But no, it was good
fun.
Josh here, I pulled up shocking. I actually went to the podiatrist last night because I was just like, I was running along the Yarra. I'm like, I've just got to stick it out. I was taught, you know, and I was like, bugger it, let's go for it. So we did what, 22 or 21, and it was good fun. But about 5k to go. Remember Carmichael Hunt in his first like few games, like full body cramp?
Mm-hmm.
That was me along the Yarra. Like, I needed someone to pick me up. I need a lift. But it was, apart from that, I haven't ran since.
Good.
So that's good.
No, we'll definitely do it. We'll definitely do another run very soon. Looking forward to that. Now, you've come in today. You've been working with Sammy on a new show. He's produced, I don't know, I've lost track of what he's producing.
Producer Sam.
He's producing this. He's producing that.
Yeah.
He's producing this. He's over there. He's over here.
Yeah.
He's everywhere.
He's everywhere. Instruments.
He's everywhere.
He is.
What have you guys been doing?
Well, one of the big things that, you know, we have been, I suppose, designing this podcast for Producee, which is a really exciting thing. What we want to get out of it is just providing a lot of positivity to people, maybe spinning a few negative stories that followers of the podcast might write in.
Yes.
And just sort of setting them off in a positive way.
Mm, yeah, and like one of the big aspects also is what we want to do is, like we did with the cafe, we're branching away from that, but one of the big hits was doing a Saturday quiz.
Oh,
like, you know,
quiz.
It's like someone just going down to the local newsagents, grabbing the Sunday Age or Herald Sun, whatever you are, Australian, and doing the quiz. They might do it by themselves or with some friends, whatever it might be.
You know what I've been saying?
Go on.
There's no good quizzes anymore.
There's no good
really.
Except
you haven't
named somewhere where to get a quiz.
Well, the Bromley Lynch podcast.
That's what the podcast is all about. We're getting the quiz going. Yeah. So we thought, and it gets people like listening back. You know, they get to like see what knowledge they've got as well. They get to test themselves.
Yeah.
They might have some friends that they might test themselves up against.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all about, you know, it's like running. It's you versus you.
Yeah. It's you versus you, and it's you versus the quiz.
It is.
At the end of the day.
It is. And so. How many times has the quiz actually just
It's defeated them. Everyone.
But it's funny with the quiz, isn't it? Sometimes you think you're versing the quiz, but you're actually just learning about life.
You are.
And that's the beautiful part about it. Here's another one.
It also makes you feel really dumb.
But how much... So you miss a question in the quiz. 20 minutes later, if they ask you that same question, what's the likelihood of you getting that answer right?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'm going to say not likely.
No, I know. Like the short-term memory is
Did you not have a stat? Or
no, I don't think there's a stat.
Sorry,
that.
I thought you were
saying... I reckon there's a stat.
I thought you were asking
I could Google it. Like, I don't know if they've done a survey on that.
Yeah, right. I thought you were like a quiz master asking
But I should look into that.
I'd say you should look into it.
You should definitely... Before you ask the question, mate, you should look into it.
Yeah, I just don't reckon many people know.
I didn't realise that was like a rhetorical question.
I think the man Sam is going to actually read us the questions to the quiz,
And then we're going to talk. We can disagree with each other, and that's the beauty of a good quiz. Disagree, agree, whatever you need.
What do they say? You know, friends, foes. I'm sure this is friends, foes, bros.
Who knows?
And who knows? Exactly. So Sam, give us a question, please, big horsey.
Nine questions. It was going to be 10, but look, we ran out of time.
By the time we get to the last one, Dylan might have finished that packet of super duper.
All right, question one. What is the capital city of California?
Okay, so this is a trick question.
I know this. You reckon it's a trick?
No, it's a trick question.
Well, Dylan, you go.
Dylan, okay, tell me what you think.
No, well, this isn't the answer.
Okay.
But obviously, it's a trick question.
I believe it is.
So I would, firstly, I would say Los Angeles. Okay. If I didn't know the answer.
Yeah, if I was to guess,
that's what... You know, I would say that's what everyone else would be saying. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to go out and say 100% that it's Sacramento.
Right? I didn't even think Sacramento was in California.
I think it is. It's Sacramento.
North. It's very north.
It is.
I feel like Sacramento isn't... I feel like Sacramento is like a lot, is like a California. You know what
is
I mean?
A
like
state. It's a state.
You thought it's a state.
Yeah, I thought it's a state.
Yeah, no, Sacramento is a city.
Is
in,
it definitely...
Gosh, I'm... Look, I don't want to pretend that I don't...
Where is it in California? Sacramento?
It's north. I think it's further north than LA and San Diego and all that.
Oh, it's further north than San Fran, I'm
San Francisco.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm happy to go with Sacramento.
Buck stops.
I feel like that's passive aggressive. Like, we don't I didn't realise at the start that it was... this is your game and your podcast. I'm just here to be a part of it and I really appreciate it. But is it? Do we agree on it or does he just get to say it every time?
I think I'm backing him in. I've known him for 27 years. I think he knows.
Yeah,
He's shaking. He's ready to go. Yeah. I think you get really angry if we don't go with it.
This would be extremely embarrassing.
Would be pie in the face. Pie in the face. Egg in the face.
The correct answer is Sacramento.
Well done. Good job,
thank you, everyone.
I would never have guessed that. It's a pretty common quiz question because it gets people stuck. They like to throw in the ones where there seems an obvious answer. The answer is not as obvious as we
obviously
think.
Sam and I share a brain. He got the half with the capital city, so
absolutely.
Okay, so from now on, just as a that's can have like a dum dum, like, something that's really
rock it
official.
In, Eddie.
Okay, question two: who won the 2000 AFL Grand Final?
Essendon. As a Melbourne supporter, I know the answer.
It's definitely Essendon.
Essendon,
because Brisbane was 1, 2, 3. And can I tell you a funny story about that?
Go on.
Growing up in Ballarat, as we all did.
Cold.
But we used to, those 3 years that they won, for some reason is like, so I was born in 93.
I was kick.
1 year older than you guys. And then, so how old would I have been? 93, 2007.
Seven.
So that's when your brain's just fully functioning and you're learning things. So the year after, I was 8.
Yeah.
And then that was when Brisbane won the 1, 2, 3 in a row. And to get to the point of stories, I used to go to Ballarat every year because that time of the year was the dancing competitions. In
Rocker Stedford. Is it Rocker Stedford?
No,
or the Calisthenics?
It wasn't. It was just the Ballarat like hall and they did the... like. My sister would do like ballet and stuff there.
It's Calisthenics.
It's Calisthenics.
Because our sister did it as well.
It's not Calisthenics. Sure? It's called like dance. They did jazz, tap, you know, a bit of everything.
I'm pretty... Are you sure that's not Calisthenics?
It's not Calisthenics, man. I went there every year.
With the
year.
Sticks?
I used to buy... No, not sticks.
So that's Calisthenics.
Yeah, that's Calisthenics. This is not that. Anyway, so I know it's Essendon.
How old is your sister?
She's 30. A kid. She's 38.
She's a kid. She's 30. 30.
Yeah, we got an older sister too.
Oh, cool.
She's older, so
yeah. Okay.
Your sister's the kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Essendon.
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 The answer is Essendon.
Hold on. It was
good job.
Correct.
Demolishing as well, I believe.
Question three: for what movie did Steven Spielberg win his first Oscar for Best Director?
Oh, I'm going to throw one out there first.
Please do.
Jaws.
Oh.
Wow.
80s, 70s?
70s.
What would you go do? Like, what would you think? That's 70s. So he's done, you know.
I'm going to be completely transparent. I know who he is, but I just don't know. I can't think of any movies that I definitely know that he was a part of.
Okay, so he's, I reckon Jaws would be right because he's got like Saving Private Ryan and a few others like that. But that's
E.T.
later.
I think he had E.T.
I'll go with Jaws.
Jaws definitely win though. Back then, that would have been unbelievable, I'm assuming.
Like, I feel
have
like
you seen it?
If there
you
were,
seen? Yeah, yeah, great movie.
If there was like a retrospective Oscars and it hadn't won, it would win now.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know who it went up against.
Hindsight's a great thing.
Yeah,
though.
It is. Wonderful
thing. Just on sharks.
Yeah, okay. We love that.
Do you know they're not that dangerous? You know what's more dangerous?
What?
Orcas.
Really?
Orcas.
The way, like Free Willy.
Killer whales. Killer whales.
Really?
Orcas, yeah, way, way more dangerous.
They depicted Free Willy the orca as a very nice person, nice whale. You know, that's we've been lied to.
That's what these directors do.
What a great movie.
That's
that
why
is.
They're so good at what they do. But that so, is, that's a fact.
Is a fact.
Have you ever seen Blackfish?
Yeah, that's when the orca the gets captive, psychosis.
Yeah. Tillicum.
Tillicum, the orca.
The orca.
It is cruel what happened to
it. It's disgusting. Yeah, you definitely check that out. It's a good doco.
I will. Should we lock in Jaws?
Jaws. Lock in Jaws.
Jaws is incorrect.
What was correct?
The correct answer was Schindler's List.
Did he do Schindler's List?
Yeah, he did.
He's done so much of Schindler's List.
Because I'm pretty sure there's a remake of that. Isn't there like a new version too?
But now...
That is incorrect.
I reckon Liam Neeson's version is the only version. There you
That's
go.
Surprising.
I would love to... I'm not going to do it now, but I would love to see who won the Oscars the year that Jaws was in it. Because it must have been a good movie.
Yeah.
I enjoyed Jaws.
Did he even have Jaws?
Yeah, he was Jaws. Yeah. He's Jaws. Has to be. Sam, you upset with yourself there? You're pretty adamant.
Not upset. I'm upset at the Academy.
Yeah.
Not selecting. I'm upset at... for not selecting Jaws.
Yeah, you lose, we lose.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm taking that hit just as hard
wouldn't
as
that be out. If that was real though, that'd be fucking terrifying, being on that boat.
Oh. I remember watching it. I was so scared. It was just like,
yeah, it would be. When he eats half a boat, you know, you think he might eat half a carcass, but he eats half a fucking boat.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, he's, well, he was a robot. I didn't know that when I was watching it.
Question 4. What is the largest country in the world
on mass?
Oh, en masse?
Russia.
I reckon that's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Russia. I think, I was going to say, because India's obviously the most populated.
Yep.
Russia.
Russia is huge.
How big's Africa? Like the whole of Africa? Is it still not?
Oh, well, it won't count.
Yeah.
It won't count.
we say continent.
What did you say?
Country.
Country.
So okay. I reckon Russia. I'm going Russia.
Yeah. I didn't say
Does
that.
Everyone agree?
No, like, we don't edit anything. Leave that in. I want the...
I love that.
Mate, I don't think I'm the only person who thought Africa was a country.
Lock in Russia.
I did watch Love Island and that was a similar... There was something similar happening.
Good.
Lock in Russia.
Russia.
Yeah, lock that in.
That is correct.
Well done.
Nice.
Question 5. Which rapper's real name is Dylan Kwabena Mills?
Because my name's Dylan and that is something that I would know.
That is... Drake?
Nah, not Drake. I don't reckon.
Kwabena Mills.
Kwabena Mills. Dylan? Is it a rapper that we know?
Yeah, how? Like, we know.
Dylan Mills.
Mac.
Nah, it's not
no Mac further, Miller. No further hints. You can't phone a friend.
It's not Mac Miller.
If I was to just have a crack, like a stab in the dark, I would say Drake.
Would you?
Well, that's me.
I don't think his name's. I would Dylan. Know if his name was Dylan.
He doesn't look like a Dylan.
I swear, he doesn't look like a Dylan.
He looks like a...
What does a Dylan look like?
Does Dylan look like a Dylan? Dylan, brunette.
Yeah.
Handsome.
Great.
Handsome. Blue eyes. Yeah. Sore knee.
Sore knee. Runner's knee. No, Dylan...
Got an appetite for super dupers.
Dylan, what was it? Quaba?
Quaba. So...
Quaba.
Quavo?
Is it Quavo?
He doesn't look like a Dylan.
He doesn't
look like a Dylan.
Is it Quavo? What are we going?
I reckon,
so what are you
going
to
lock
in?
One in? Quaba Mills... Now we got to decide on one.
Do you think
Mac
it's
Miller? Mac Miller, because Mills.
We thought that, but
I don't know if his name. He does look.
He does look like a Dylan.
And I should know that because I love Mac Miller.
Mac Miller, yeah. He's. Should we go with it?
Yeah.
Let's go, Mac Miller.
That is incorrect.
What is it?
The correct answer was Dizzy Rascal.
Oh, Dizzy Rascal.
It's a British rapper.
The Bonkers. Yeah. Bonkers.
Bonkers.
Yeah. Speaking of Mac Miller, Rolex. For your listeners, Dylan, there's this thing on YouTube called NPR Tiny Music Desk. Yeah. And Mac Miller's is unbelievable. They're really good.
Question six.
Lock it in.
How many James Bond films did Daniel Craig appear in?
Okay.
I'm going to say five off the top of my head.
Yep. Casino Royale.
Yep.
Quantum.
Spectre. Skyfall. Spectre.
And the fifth one.
And the other one that he was in.
Did you say Quantum of Solace?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I reckon it's five. I reckon I'm going with Dylan.
Saying five. Just.
Yeah. You said it too quick not to know. I feel five. You know
like
what I mean?
I was watching him the other day. Like, as in, I was just looking through the other day and I was like, geez, he's been a good.
He's been a great Bond.
He's been really good.
Yeah.
I'm right with that. Yeah. As a stakeholder in that franchise. Like, it's very happy with that. Yeah. Who thinks next?
He doesn't look like a Dylan.
Is it the female?
He's too cool to that.
Who's next? Is it
Idris
the
Elba?
Is it? I thought they were doing a female. I'm too sure. Maybe Idris Elba would be good.
Yeah.
Lock in five.
And Idris Elba is the next Bond.
That is correct.
Well done. You got a favourite one out of those five?
I'm so happy I contributed.
No worries. Have you got a favourite one out of five?
Casino Royale for me.
Yeah.
The other day, there's this one song. I reckon it might be. It could even be from one of the Pierce Brosnan Batman's.
Time to
what's it called?
Die. Die.
That song with Madonna. It goes.
Yes.
Die another day. It's such a good song
that Bond.
From Madonna. Yeah, I think it was Dying
Another
Day, that one.
Another day.
Yeah, that one.
Great time.
Well done.
Great time.
Question seven. Mads. Which civil rights activist was famous for the bus seat stand?
Rosa Parks.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yep.
That is correct.
Yeah. Did a bit, Rosa.
Question eight. Anatomy.
Oh, okay. Shit.
The human brain communicates with the rest of the body through networks of what?
Neurons.
Neurons.
Lock in neurons.
Neurons. Not neurons.
Neurons.
Don't say neurons.
Neurons.
That's incorrect.
What?
Okay. What was the question again? Yeah, I got distracted. What was the question again, boys? Because we didn't lock it in. We're joking.
Oh, we're joking about that.
So
about
how neurons, connects? How does the brain connect to the other parts of the body?
Neurotransmitters.
How does the brain communicate?
Neurotransmitters.
I can't add much more. No, I'm going to stick with neurons.
That's incorrect again.
Fuck me.
The correct answer is nerves.
See, to me, the science has got it wrong.
What in the academy?
Neurons.
Neurons.
Neurons should be calling out to the nerves to move.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Question nine. File sharing service Napster was sued by which veteran rock band citing copyright infringement issues?
I read about this yesterday.
Wow.
Is it Metallica?
That does ring a bell.
So,
Napster
was... The guy from Wire.
Justin Timberlake.
It was very similar.
The Italian Job. The Italian Job. Have you seen that movie?
With Mark Wahlberg.
Where they... the guy in the Italian Job, Sam, suck my ass, was the guy. The guy that's doing all the tech on that, he was the one who actually invented Napster in the movie.
Oh.
And then got the guy that they're robbing his house, he stole it off him.
So Sean Parker was one of the
Facebook dudes.
Creators of Napster.
Giles was watching that the other day.
Great
social network, right, or Italian Job?
Great movie.
Italian Job?
Both. What's happening? I was thinking this the other day about the social network. What's happening with those two twins?
Winklevoss?
No, they're not twins.
I'll ask you.
No, Josh, in real life they are.
Just because you...
The actors are fucking not... No.
Yeah.
No, not really. I hear it all the time.
No. So, they're twins.
At least.
Look, people don't know, but twins actually have like a forum.
Yeah.
And the Winklevosses are in it. Yeah. So, we're happy to ask the Winklevosses what's going on with the...
Might even get them on for a quiz.
Yeah, I'm believing that. Yeah, no, it'd be interesting to see what they're doing. Because like going from sort of having an idea about Facebook to now...
Getting it stolen off.
To getting now the metaverse is happening.
Incredible.
Interesting.
Maybe they'll sue them.
I forgot the question.
You're talking about...
Metallica.
Is it Metallica?
You reckon that's it?
Were you
I have a feeling.
I was going to say...
who was very prominent early 2000s.
So Napster. Just run me through what that is again. Is it like a
LimeWire? Yeah, file sharing.
It was heavy those days.
Took away from the artist getting money and getting rewarded.
Yeah,
which is probably.
How funny was that when you were a kid? Yeah. I don't know if you guys remember this because you're a lot younger than I am. But when you guys were like probably in nappies, I was 15.
Yeah,
and I was on LimeWire, and you'd always go like you'd download like DVDs and stuff off there.
Yeah,
whatever you were downloading. And you'd be like, you'd hear like someone's like, no, man, apparently like feds are like raiding like houses. And you're like, man, I just downloaded like 6 songs on Fox. Like I'm going to jail.
And I don't know about you, but like at school, there was always that one person that with all the files.
Had it all.
And it's like, you gave him your
serious internet.
You gave him your iPod for the night and they would just upload videos.
Christmas.
And music. Yeah. It was just unbelievable.
Christmas.
Yeah. They'd come back and it'd be full.
Yeah.
You know, the 4 gigabyte nano.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You've got no room. You're like 70 songs 70 on there.
70 songs.
You're like, I'm set. All right. So I think we're going to go Metallica.
Yeah.
Okay. Lock it.
And that is correct.
Well done. That's funny. I read about that yesterday. That is interesting. They call people out on that.
Just to tally for future reference, because we might, you know, compare scores in the future. Yeah. We've got 1 out of 1 with Sacramento, 2 out of 2 with Essendon, 2 out of 3 Schindler's List, 3 out of 4 with Russia, not Africa, 3 out of 5 with Dizzy Rascal, 4 out of 6 with James Bond, 5 films, 5 out of 7, is that correct?
Yep.
Rosa Parks.
Yep.
5 out of 8 with Nerves.
Oh, fuck. I knew it started with an M.
Out of 9.
Pretty good.
With Metallica.
You're happy with that?
Yeah. Oh, we're done. Cool. Yeah. So that's, what's that, 70%?
70%. Yeah. I was always aiming for that back in high school. 70%.
I was right with anything over.
So I'm happy with that.
Anything over 65.
Well, was it P's get degrees?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was bloody fun.
I'd love
to do it again. Not sure if I'm going to get a go on the podcast.
You probably will. At some stage you will.
If you like. Thanks for coming in, boys. That was sick.
Thanks, Dil.
And Dil, you know, as kids, you were our
funny.
You were our favourite player growing up.
Oh, my God.
I loved watching you at North
Oval. It's like I'm your dad. I can't believe. Do you know what's funny about that is I have copped that so much and I hate it when people do that. And for me to have done it to someone like... I feel
not just someone, mate. Two people.
Two people.
Someone at work champs me every day.
I don't mind champs. If someone champs me, I'm like, awesome. I'm a champion. That's great. Thank you.
That is a good way to spin.
That's a positive spin. Well done.
When people think, see, that's a positive spin.
That's what we're all about.
Call me a champ. Thanks. I'm a champion.
That's great, actually. I'm going to call everyone champ.
Yeah. I don't get that. But I understand the kid. Kid's not good. Or when someone calls you bloke.
Hey, bloke.
Oh, fuck, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you. Excited for this, whatever it is to come. It's going to be sick. When are we launching? Do we have a date yet? Next month.
We're tinkering.
We're in just a little... build up, launch.
We're in the work.
We're locking ourselves in. We're just crunching numbers, crunching stuff. And it'll be good. Thanks, boys. Enjoy.
Love it. Thank you.
And if you want to go on line as well at Instagram.com, they call it these days.
Instagram.com. If you're checking your browser.
Yeah. Follow the boys, Bromley Lynch on Instagram. Bromley Lynch, that's a hyphen. I'm sure they'll answer questions about that. I know straight away that rings alarm bells for most people, but there is they're good guys, and even though they have the hyphen, don't let that change things. But it's just Bromley Lynch on Instagram. BromleyLynch.
Love it.
Bye.
Thanks, Dil.
See ya.